This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kathleen Friday, KathleenFriday. Date of birth 07/22/1955. Date of appointment September 29, 2025. Requesting physician Walter Cumming, WALTERCUMMINGS. Dear Dr. Cumming, I have the pleasure of seeing Kathleen Friday today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 70-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on August 29, 2025 was feeling has a fluid and it's dripping down the face and the neck on the left side. She was having vertigo and she was going on the left side when she was walking. Left side of the face, left side of the upper and lower extremities were numb. She went to the emergency room where MRI of the brain done is negative for any stroke. CT angiogram of the head and neck was also negative. She's taking aspirin 81 milligram daily. Is still having light-sided, little bit numbness, no more vertigo. Past medical history. Vertigo. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, aspirin 81 milligram daily. Benztropine 1 milligram in the morning and 2 milligram at night. Risperidone 1 milligram 2 times daily, meclizine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widow, lives alone, have one son. Family history, mother deceased, had angina, father deceased. Atherosclerosis of the arteries. Three sisters, seven brother. One have trouble walking. One has a Parkinson disease. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, memory loss, numbness on the left side, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1S2 regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, soft bowels on present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Three of pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, transient cerebral ischemia. Number two, cervical radiculopathy. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, degenerative disc disease in the C spine. Number five, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Her main problem is TIA. She already had MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck, which is negative. I would like to order the MRI of the C spine, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood work. Including B12 folate, SH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and lipid profile. I will continue the baby aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office when this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.